Steve Harvey, and this is Family Feud!
Some content may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome back.
We're in a basement. Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. We are so much in a basement.
We are.
It's a dark basement today.
Do you want to hear a liminal thought? Liminal space
thought? Before, a liminal thought.
Before we get rolling?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was at this grocery store. It's like a local grocery store in town. And this guy that I'd never seen before, because there's only like 10 employees, he was working. He had long hair. And I was standing in line. He kept glancing over at me. I was like, okay, this is weird. And then I come up and I notice he's just looking at my hairline. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, I like your hair. And I said, thanks. And he said, how are you not balding? Because he had long hair too, but his hairline was a little higher than mine. And I was like, what the fuck? Do you take something? He was like, I think that's how he started. Like, do you take something for that? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, your hairline is so nice. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's probably 10 years older than me. So like, he doesn't look significantly older.
Yeah.
But still, in 10 years, I'm sure I'm going to have, you know?
Like, yeah, but like, also, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Mind your own business.
Then it goes.
Yeah.
Then it goes on. And he's scanning my stuff, putting it in the bag. He scans one of the drinks I was getting. He's like, do you want it now? Which, like, nice. That's nice. But like, kind of weird. Kind of over the top nice.
Okay, yeah.
He motioned to open it to hand it to me.
Oh.
Not that he was going to open it, but
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
It was like, okay, this is
okay,
weird.
Can I tell you something? So, okay, when I run for president, as your president, I will promise you two things. My first thing that I will promise as your president.
Let's just get these on Sam's campaign. We have better chances of getting her elected.
Yeah. True. First presidential promise under Sam last name. 2024. No children on airplanes.
Amen.
No children.
They got
on
a
airplane.
Right in the cargo compartment.
No. No.
Oh.
They're just not allowed on a plane. I want TSA to be scanning bags for children, for stowaway children.
Yeah.
Because I do not want children to be on planes. I think that it is almost criminal for other people to have a child on a plane. You know what I mean? I feel personally attacked every time I'm on a plane and there's a screaming child.
It's horrible.
Because my parents instilled enough fear into my soul when I was a child that if I made a giant commotion in a grocery store or in, I don't know, and anywhere where we were out in public and I started throwing a fit and like getting loud, oh my God, I would have gotten killed.
Yeah. Well, and this is the whole thing. I've wanted to do a wedding about it for a while.
An
episode about it for a while.
Is this a wedding?
Is this a wedding? But I don't know. I don't really know how to frame it, so I'm probably never going to.
Mm-hmm.
But child-free events and child-free weddings.
I love a child-free wedding.
And half of me is like, wait a minute. This is like, yes, I'm fully on board, but also I'm also like, it's supposed to be a family event.
No, absolutely not. Can I tell you how many weddings I went to as a child that I have no recollection of?
The weddings you went to as a child?
All of them. Every single one of them up until I was like in high school when all of my brother's friends started getting married and I was conscious.
Yeah.
You know? But like when I was 6 and I was going to weddings, I couldn't even tell you who, when, where, why. I mean love, but like you know what?
Hire childcare.
Like,
for the wedding, you know?
Don't bring...
Have a room.
Just don't have kids.
A dark box.
You know what I feel really bad about?
What?
So, like, I have a lot of coworkers who have kids, right?
Yeah.
And I'm 24, about to be 25 when this comes out. This comes out the day before my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I'm in that stage of my life where people are now asking me, and especially because I work with older adults, they always ask me, Are you married? Do you have kids? And I always tell them, oh, I'm not married. No, I don't have any kids. And they always say, well, do you want kids? Like when they find out my age or whatever. And I like, no, absolutely fucking not. I'm not doing that to myself. And I feel this weird sense of guilt sometimes when I'm talking to my coworkers that have kids and I'm like, couldn't be me. Yeah. God, yeah, no. You know what I mean? But then I'm also like, you know what? It's my fucking life. I'm sorry that you had kids or like whatever, but like, damn, you know?
Yeah, not for me. So
it's not for me. What was the, second presidential promise.
Yes.
My second presidential promise is that everybody has to take a socialization and social skills class. We need to be able to learn how to speak to each other. And everything meaning the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My definition of a word should be the same as your definition of a word for the most part. You know what I mean? We need to, like, I feel
you
like...
You know who has proposed that in the past?
What?
Hitler.
Oh, thank God. Just kidding. But like, I think we all need to just learn how to fucking talk to each other.
Yeah. Make everyone the same meat robot.
People don't know how to fucking talk to each other. And it's crazy.
It is. It's crazy. I mean, communication is not something we teach.
Yeah. Like, let's all learn how to have a disagreement in a proper way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be nice.
Yes.
But I just think about that all the time. Especially with these goddamn Gen Zs that have I don't know how to socialize. They get nervous. I'm like, it's okay, baby. We're not going to hurt you.
We might. Okay, so then.
He's trying to open the drink for you.
So he's I was like, no, you can just put it in the bag.
Yeah.
Which I was going to immediately drink it in the car, but I had to carry all the bags to the car and not going to happen, you know? It's like, this is kind
of
weird.
Yeah, you put the bags in the car, you get the drink out of the bag, you drink your little drinkity drink while you're driving.
Which I forgot, so I guess he would have helped me out. But then I would have had to carry it with my groceries to the car.
Yeah, or you do two trips.
He would have been like, oh, you're back.
No, not two trips to the whole store. Two trips back and forth from the car to the house, Colin.
Oh, I was saying, I thought you meant two trips
to the store.
From inside the store with my paid groceries out.
You leave the groceries and you just, oh, 1 second. Okay, my hands are going to be full. Just hang on. You go all the way outside with
which is funny because they open have carts drink, for that reason.
Your open drink, nothing else in the other hand. The other hand is just empty. You go out with your open drink. You put it in your car. You walk back.
All the way
back into the store. Take your groceries.
Yeah. Well, then.
Then called in the SWAT team because you're being weird.
Right. And so I told you he was looking at my hairline before.
Right.
So then I notice he's looking at my hands. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, can I see your ring? And I was like, oh, this one? Because I assumed he meant the ring that has an engraving on it. And he's like, no, the other one. I'm like, here. And so I showed him it. And he's like, do you know what that means? And I'm like,
what?
The stone? So I told him, I was like, yeah, I bought it. It was supposed to be jade, but I don't think it's a real stone. And he's like, no, I mean the symbol of it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no symbol on this.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, it looks like an eye. I'm like, okay. He's like, you know the eye? I'm like, what? I mean, there's a couple eyes. Do you mean evil eye? Do you mean all-seeing eye? Like, what is he trying to say my ring looks like? Because it's not meant to be either of those.
Yeah.
So I'm paying actively. And he pulls out his wallet and pulls out a dollar bill and points to the all-seeing eye on top of the pyramid.
Illuminati.
Right. And there's a bunch of people behind me in line that are just staring at us. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have no clue what that means. I was like, I'm not entertaining this conversation.
This is a fever dream.
Yeah. Yeah. But what was weird is you realize when you are at a cash register, in front of you is an entire drawer full of dollar bills. So why didn't he just take one out of the drawer to show me? Why did he whip out his wallet?
Well, were you paying in cash?
No.
Well, then why would he open the cash drawer?
To demonstrate a point.
Oh. But, I mean, because his wallet's right there. Maybe he just got really excited.
No, it took him a while.
Oh, Jesus.
I went through the whole beep, beep, beep on the touchpad thing. Paid. He was actively
still
handing.
Still fumbling
yeah,
with
exactly.
His
he was actively pulling out my receipt when he was pulling a dollar bill out of his wallet. And this was all weird because I didn't understand why he was pulling his wallet out.
You were interacting with an NPC. That was a sim.
That was just a meat computer.
Yeah, meat computer for sure. Full of worms.
He's like,
the worms are in there pushing the buttons on the meat computer.
He's like, Illuminati.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe he thinks I'm a member
of the Illuminati?
Yeah. I was like, what's his deal?
Going on? Why are you asking me these things, sir?
I'm not asking you.
No, I know that. I'm still very offended about the whole hairline thing. I'm offended for you. I thought that was your main point.
I mean, it's kind of a compliment.
It is a compliment, but also it's like a backhanded compliment. You got real thick hair for someone who's balding.
You didn't say it was balding.
No, I know, but like, oh, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You ever think it's weird how? Boop. Never mind.
No, go ahead. Let me know. I want to know.
There's just electricity in there.
That's right, bitch. There is just electricity in there. No, just in that power strip on the floor. And I think that's crazy, too.
If you crushed it with your foot or something that could crush it, it would just spark.
Yeah, you would get electrocuted because it's in there. It stays in there. And it only comes out for certain things.
Did you know?
What? I don't know.
That because there's no gravity in space... When you pee or poop, you have a machine that, like, has a little fan that creates a little, very light suction.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks it out of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? I'm
back on poop again, huh? What are you trying to do?
I was mostly talking about pee. No, I know. I don't want to imagine the poop. I don't understand how that happens.
I don't know how you wouldn't, like, deflate, like, get all sucky-inny, you know? Like one of those Space Saver bags. The vacuum seal, you know? How is that?
You are the space... It's not a vacuum.
How's the poop sucker not turning you into a vacuum sealed human?
I don't think it's vacuumy. I think it just sucks. It puts light pressure. But what I don't understand...
Do you push?
How do you... Yeah. But it's floating.
How do you poop as an astronaut?
You push and then it pulls it out of you. It's a two-man job.
It's a push and
pull.
But
what I don't understand is they have a fan in this, so how does poop not get in the fan?
A screen. We're never going to become astronauts, Colin. It's just not in the cards for us. We're never going to find out. I don't know. And I'm not going to know because I'm not going to Google it. Can we just keep talking about the electricity just being... Because that's way more fun. Oh my that's God. My speed right there.
I think we both get so much stupider with the lights off.
Yeah, we're... Oh, yeah. My eyes are bad in the dark. I'm like an old woman.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. You have astigmatism?
No.
All the lights look not like that footballs?
I know. No. That's interesting.
Yeah, or they get like really big lights. They look like up and down and horizontal. Okay. Well, get your seatbelt. Come on. Come on. Everybody get in. Pancake, the dog, who's sitting right here next to me. For people that don't know who Pancake is.
What's Pancake?
We're getting in the time machine.
Oh, Annabelle's here, but she's like...
She's horizontal right now, so we will not be hearing much from her. Okay, we gotta go. Get it. Get on. Get on. Okay. I don't even have like really an intro for this. We're just jumping right in. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Because any intro that I give you is not going to prepare you for what's going to happen. And it's not that this is not a worm brain episode. Once again, we do not need to plug in our worms for this one. You can, you know, take them to the sitter. It'll be fine. Okay. We're going back in time. Let's just go back in time. We're in the time machine. We're going back. It is 1794, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1794. It is.
That was many years ago.
In the US of A, United States of America. So let's set the scene for what the fuck is going on in 1794 USA. Okay. Our current president is George fucking Washington. The first one. So.
The first George.
The first George Washington.
George W. the first.
George W. the first. Bush.
He did 9/11. The cherry tree. George W. Washington did the cherry tree.
George Washington did 9/11. I'm sorry. Okay. So current president, George fucking Washington, number one. So we are fresh, right? Our flag had just been created. It had 15 stars and stripes. And the cotton gin was just invented and patented. So we are brand spanking new, baby. Eyes wide open. New country alert. So here is our main character. Main character alert. His name is Sylvester Graham.
Ah.
Yes, Sylvester Graham. And
he's got two last names for names.
Yes. Or a first name for a last name and a last name for a first name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Graham Sylvester.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so Graham was born in 1794 in Suffield, Connecticut, and he was one of 17 children. Wow. 17 children.
That's a lot.
17.
This was before condoms.
You're pushing footballs? You've pushed 17 footballs out of you?
Yeah.
What's up there?
The footballs? I was looking at the lights that look like footballs.
Because of my astigmatism. You are literally the funniest person on the planet. I will say it every day for the rest of my life.
I'm so glad somebody thinks that. Come on. Because I
like, what's up there? What are you looking at, man?
I thought you're the funny one.
I don't know anymore, man. I think you're hilarious, but I also think I'm hilarious.
You're fucking hysterical.
Okay, so
we're the only ones that
let's just sit in this room, this dark room, and like, compliment each other.
No, you're funny.
No, you're funny.
No, you're no, funny.
Okay, anyways, Sylvester Graham was one of 17 children. His father was 72 when he was born.
Ah, what?
Uh-huh.
Oh, when Graham was born. When Sylvester was born. Sorry, I got that twist.
Yeah, his dad Holy was 72. Shit. Dad was...
Which old-timey.
Pumping out loads. Man. And he's alive at 72? That's crazy.
That's, like, he's alive at...
And still making
and
new life.
Blanks. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
His sperm is strong. Yeah. The Graham sperm. So his father was 72 when he was born, and his mother had some mental illness going on.
Oh.
Okay, we're a little mentally ill. Anyways, his dad dies when Sylvester is only 2 years old.
Yeah, because this man is literally 75.
Hanging on for dear fucking life, like, just by a thread. So this meant that Graham spent a lot of time, or a lot of his childhood, moving to different relatives' homes.
Ah.
Because his mom was sick and dad is fucking dead. So, you know, sorry.
Sounds like the premise for a musical.
Mm-hmm. Oliver. Wicked. Oliver Wicked. Shop of Horrors. So one of his relatives ran a tavern where Graham was put to work. And
he's only two.
Yeah, he's literally only like
four. He's
serving
beer.
There's a baby behind the bar. Honestly, 1700s America, I believe it.
Baby bartender, kindergartner cop.
Kindergartner cop, baby bartender, and silly little stripper.
Fetus stripper.
Fetus stripper. Okay, so Graham was working. I'm not sure how old he was. It's the fucking 1700s. I don't know how old he, early 1800s.
Okay.
I'm not sure like how old he was when he was working at the tavern, but I'm sure it was old enough, you know?
That's the hope.
So he was constantly dealing with like drunk assholes all the time.
Ah.
And he ended up hating alcohol and he swore off drinking. He was like, I'm never going to drink. So he must have been a teenager at this point.
Must have been a TJ Maxx.
He must have been in TJ Maxx or a Maxinista, sorry.
What?
That's what they're called, Maxinistas.
People
that shop at TJ Maxx.
I didn't know. I was a Maxinista.
A Maxinista.
I am a Maxinista through and through.
Yes, me too. I fucking love TJ Maxx.
This is my coming out moment.
I'm so proud of you. I love TJ Maxx. And I love Home Goods even more, bitch.
I don't like Home Goods very much.
I love Home Goods.
Mostly because of the other clientele, but...
The Karens and the Ray Dunn girls.
Oh my God.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Goddamn Ray Dunn.
Makes me want to kill mice. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Anyways, Graham was sick, like, pretty often throughout his, like, I don't know, childhood. So he was missing school a lot. And he would work as either a farmhand, a cleaner, a teacher. And then as he got older, he decided to join the ministry, partially because he wanted some sort of antidote for all of these poor health problems that he was having.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying? So he was like, you know what? I think God's going to fix it. Let me become a preacher. So he becomes a preacher. And he enters the Amherst Academy in his late 20s to become a minister. His father and grandfather were also ministers. So he was like, just like my dad and his dad before him. I am a minister.
I am Ray Dunn.
Yeah. The minister of the Karens. So then Graham quit school at Amherst Academy because he was bullied by other students for being so uptight about drinking alcohol. Wait. Drink some booze.
As a minister, too.
Yeah.
Dang.
They were like, you're too uptight. You're fucking
what the hell?
Dork, bro.
Do the churches allow... I know that, like... Mormonism prohibits alcohol, mm-hmm. but does like the Catholic Church or the Christian Church prohibit drinking? For their clergy?
I don't know. I didn't read that book. And I'll say it again. I have no idea.
Okay.
And I went to church. Couldn't tell you. Anyways, we're going to have a nervous breakdown now.
Yay!
Nervous breakdown time. Play the song.
Yay!
So Sylvester has a nervous breakdown after leaving school. I feel that hard. And to recover, he moved to Little Compton, Rhode Island.
Ah, Little Compton.
The Little Compton. Just a little one. I don't know what is so rejuvenating or recovering about Rhode Island. I don't know why he had to go to Rhode Island to recover from this nervous breakdown that he had.
Couldn't tell you either.
Go off, I guess. It's the 1700s. I don't know. 1800s. Sorry.
That's what it was for before.
Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Escaping?
Their recovery box.
Recovery Island. That's what it stands for. When he's there, he meets a lady named Sarah Earle. And she was like helping nurse him back to health after this nervous breakdown. So he was probably crying a lot, and they were probably having sex. I don't know. That's like what I'm
what
gathering. What? She nursed him back to health. Ooh, sexy.
Okay, so joking.
They get married, yeah.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Yeah, sorry,
they were fucking. They were probably fucking, and then they got married.
So they did get married.
Uh-huh.
And she was like his nurse at this recovery center.
I don't know if it was a recovery center. I think he just moved there because he was like, I got to get out of town.
Oh, and then he meets a nice girl working in the coffee shop.
Yeah, and the lady's like, oh, no, you're so sick and sad.
And he's like, you're pretty.
You're pretty.
And she's like, good, let's get married. Oh, that'll heal ya.
I'm stuck in the 1700s, 1800s version washing machine. Ooh, I need help.
I'm stuck under the washboard.
Ooh, I'm stuck in the butter churner. Step bro. Anyways.
I'm stuck in the wagon wheel.
So she nurses him back to health. They end up loving each other and getting married. Congrats. And then he starts studying theology like on his own. He's like, you know what? I don't need those idiots at school. I can be a prude all by myself.
Exactly.
So in 1828, he begins working as a traveling preacher at the Bound Brook Presbyterian Church in Bound Brook, New Jersey.
Ah. So, okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
That you probably don't know the fucking answer to. He was going to ministry school.
Yeah.
Good old ministry college.
Yeah.
And now he's studying theology.
On his own.
Is there a... Oh, on his own.
Yeah.
But theology now... I assume it means other religions than just Christianity. It does, but back then it was probably just Christianity. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He loved the good book. Also, I've decided... The good
book loved him.
I am going to be a sexy nun for Halloween next year. Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Anyways, so who the fuck is this dude and why do we care? Right? Why do we care about Sylvester Pennsylvania?
I've been wondering this whole fucking time.
So I will answer your question in a bit, but it's now 2 years later, 1830. Okay. Guess what's
he's almost 40.
Yep. Guess what's making its slimy little way around the world?
Plague?
Cholera!
Same. Sickness. COVID-19.
Basically. So cholera was really popping off this time of year. this time of year being 1830.
It was hip. It was in.
It was in. Everybody
had magazines.
Everybody had it.
Cholera books.
Yeah. Oh, cholera books. That's so good. They had their little crayons for their cholera books.
Their crayons.
It caused more deaths more quickly than any other epidemic disease in the 19th century.
Woo, 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 woo.
And so, like, what? Why the fuck are we talking about cholera? Well, people in cholera... Or people in cholera, people in America were horrified of cholera traveling over from England because it started over in Southeast Asia and like the other side of the, not on our continent.
I know how that feels.
Yeah. So
remember before COVID the before was in the times, States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were all like, ooh, that's so funny. What if we didn't have to go to school for 2 weeks?
You know what's so funny?
I blacked out for like 2 years and now I'm conscious again and I don't know where I am and I'm in a podcast room. I don't know.
I was chatting with someone that was about to move to Japan. Obviously, they didn't move to Japan.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, like if it gets here, we're probably going to shut down for like a month or something. And I was like, I can't imagine they'd shut down like that. They'd probably be like 2 days or something, you know?
I'm looking at you, bags in my eyes, just so tired.
She's like, how the fuck?
How the fuck did we get here? You know what I mean? We were able to.
Mind fuck, man.
For the first time since July of 2021, we're allowed to not wear masks at work anymore.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
As of like a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And the only people that have to wear masks are people that don't have their flu shots.
Ah.
Which is great. Awesome. Perfect.
That's wonderful. Great.
Anyways, so now all my residents get to see my gorgeous face every day and all my acne.
Yay.
Anyways, so Americans are horrified that cholera is going to pop over to fucking America and fuck all of our shit up, right? And the accepted medical opinion in America for avoiding cholera or like not getting it, the best way to prevent contracting it was to eat plenty of meat, drink port wine, and avoid vegetables. Okay?
Okay.
So we're eating our best lives. Fuck the veggies. We don't need them.
Bacon and beer club.
Bacon and beer. Wine and prime rib.
Yep.
So people also believed that cholera was a plague and a punishment from God.
Ah.
Isn't that so fun?
That is so fun. Because
it's the 1800s. Anyways, back to Graham. Okay. So Graham accepts a position at the Philadelphia Temperance Society.
Of course.
So the Philadelphia Temperance Society, I literally had to look it up because I was like, what the fuck is this? So most temperance societies were ran by ministers, but this one was not. The Philly one was not. It was ran by doctors who were primarily concerned with the health effects of consuming alcohol.
Interesting.
So it was ran by doctors and not ministers. So Graham joins the Philly Temp Society and meets two...
Philly Temp.
Philly Temp. So he joins Philly Temp and he meets two of the fathers of American vegetarianism.
What?
William...
Vegetarianism was around back then?
Mm-hmm. William Metcalf and William A. Alcott. They were both vegetarian freaks. Okay.
Bill Metcalf and Bill.
And Bill Alcott. Bill M and Bill A. BM, bowel movement and bowel ass. So.
Commute.
Yep. So, Graham only stays with Philly Temp for 6 months.
Oh.
Because he leaves so that he can really focus on preaching health.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We are all about
so
health.
He's like internship.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
So he teaches himself about physiology. Apparently, he arrived at his own conclusion that consuming meat was just as much of an expression of gluttony as consuming alcohol was. So
gotcha.
Talk about big jumps here.
Yeah. Right? So I can see this going either way.
Yeah.
What? He either becomes like health guru of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Or he becomes Brother 12. And I don't know that those are that different.
We'll get there. We'll get there. He also said that meat and alcohol corrupted both the body and soul of individuals and has harmed society and families.
Ah.
We hate it, right? So here we go. All right. If you haven't listened to this episode, please go listen to this, the episode called Adam and Eve Had Bread, because we're going back to bread, baby.
Are we?
We are going back to bread. So, pictures, not timelines, right? So, Graham, walking through the library one day or wherever the fuck they kept books at the time, I don't know. He finds a book, and it's called Treatise on Adulteration of Foods and Culinary Poisons. And it's written by this German chemist, Frederick Accum, or Accum, or I don't know, A-C-C-U-M. Accum.
It's like vacuum.
Yeah. Accum. So, in the book, Frederick denounces the use of chemical additives in food, and especially in bread. Okay?
Ah.
He did the same thing in another book called Treatise on the Art of Making Good and Wholesome Bread. Good and wholesome bread. I think they should start using wholesome as words for food.
I love that word.
Yeah, wholesome.
I use wholesome to describe food all the time.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
Thoughtful. That's another word.
Ooh.
Thoughtful food.
I like spicy food.
Like, you really thought about...
Yeah, a lot of thought really went into this.
Exactly.
Gordon Ramsay would use the word thoughtful to describe food.
Yeah.
I think that is 100% true.
Anyways, best kind of food.
So we're talking shit on bread, right? Bread is no good.
Too meat, many, no good. Alcohol, no good.
Too many additives in the bread, right? So at the time, wheat flour was adjusted. They doctored the wheat flour to hide odors from spoilage. Yeah. We're doctoring wheat flour to hide odors from the flour spoiling.
So fix symptoms, not the problem.
Right. Gotcha. It was also to extend the shelf life or whatever the fuck it was called back
then.
That
looks like mold. Let's just paint it bread color.
Right. And it was also to whiten it. Paint it bread color. Right? So the bread was made from very, very finely ground flour and brewer's yeast, which was also used to make beer, right? And our boy Graham hated this.
Yeah.
He hated it. First of all, you're using the stuff that beer makers use to make beer in our bread. That's icky. Also, you're grinding down the flour too much. Yeah. You are torturing the flour. Quote unquote, tortured. He found the finely ground flour to be tortured, quote unquote. It's tortured flour. Colin, we're torturing the flour.
Oh my God.
So obviously Graham had some interesting views. Let's go over them. He viewed physical pleasure and sexual stimulation with suspicion. None of that here. We hate bread and we hate sex. Those are the two things I love the most in the entire world. And pancake. Three things. My dog. Bread, sex, pancake. That's it. No particular order. He believed that things that excited lust led to behaviors that harmed individuals, families, and societies.
Ah.
So if we're looking at a thing and it's making us feel lustful, it's hurting somebody out in the world.
No more Playboy magazine.
No more Playboys. Oh my God. Annabelle and I went to the flea market last week and we saw some Playgirls there.
Magazines?
Yeah. It was great. Men.
Oh.
Yeah. Sexy, wet, oily men from the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a friend that has a stack of like old gay porn magazines.
Yeah.
Those are so interesting.
Are they?
They are so interesting.
Fuck yeah. That's sick. So Graham was obviously influenced by the good old book, the Bible, the Bible, and Christian theology, but like in his own special kind of like bread hating way.
You know?
We're going to twist the words of the Bible to make sure that we hate bread type deal. So,
but he loved shellfish.
Yeah, loves shellfish and pork.
I don't know.
Or is that Judaism? I think Judaism is pork. Okay, man.
He wears...
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Fabrics of two different cuts or something.
Yeah.
What's the...
And he's gay. No, he's not gay.
He's probably gay.
He's probably a little bit gay. Anyways.
Who isn't in the 1700s?
He believed that people should only eat plants like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Now, here's the thing. He's wrong.
Okay, why the fuck? I'm sorry. The whole reason they got kicked out of the garden was because she ate a fucking apple. And he's telling people, you know what we should be doing? Doing the same thing as the thing that they got kicked out of the garden for.
Well, it's okay, like, according...
I'm going to follow all the rules. I'm perfect, whatever. No beer, no bread, no beef. But suddenly...
No boning.
No boning. Suddenly, Eve's fucking prime ass bussy is like his one thing that's okay to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, if you go back and really indulge yourself in some basement lore, you will realize that Adam and Eve had bread.
Right. Ah, yes, they
did. You see what I'm saying?
So it was, he's double whammying himself.
Exactly. So he also believes...
Sierra, this guy's wrong.
Oh, I know. So he believed that plague and illness were caused by living in ways that ignored natural law.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If I'm not even going to try to explain it.
Like, no, that makes total sense. It makes
perfect sense,
like,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Eat a bat, you get...
COVID.
That tracks.
And if you have sex with a lady, get cholera. You know? I'm relating it back to the story.
Ah, yeah. I thought you were making an AIDS joke.
No, AIDS jokes here. All the 9/11 jokes in the world, no AIDS jokes. AIDS jokes, tasteless. 9/11 jokes,
funny.
Tasteful. Always.
Can
anyways.
You have a funny AIDS joke?
I don't know, Colin, and I'm not willing to try. I'm not. Okay, so he also encouraged people to always try and remain calm. Remain calm!
That's literally his sermon.
You guys, remain calm.
I know you're not getting your carb intake.
Yeah.
This was also before the food pyramid, no. So they didn't realize that they had to have mostly carbs.
But he was like...
Apparently.
He was like, don't worry about, like, lust. What did he say? He was like, do not allow worry or lust to disrupt you from living your life. So basically, he was... one of the first people to say in like a really back ass words way that
just do it,
stress
Nike.
Causes disease.
Ah.
Not Nike. This is not the invention of Nike.
Nike. He's just like, just fucking send it. Live your life. Don't worry about a thing.
No.
But also don't jack off because you'll get demons in your blood.
That's it. That's the one. So, yeah, we're not creating anything like that. What we're going to do instead is start a diet.
Healthcare hero.
We're doing a diet, baby. So Graham obviously thinks that other people need to know about this. He's like, this is important, and you guys all need to know. So he creates a diet and a theology around the diet. And these were aimed at keeping individuals...
A thiet,
yeah, actually, if you will. these were aimed at keeping individuals, families, and societies pure and healthy. How fun. What does that include, Sierra? I'll tell you, listener. Drinking pure water and eating a vegetarian diet, anchored by bread made at home from flour coarsely ground, also at home.
Ah.
Remember? We don't like finely ground flour.
Yeah.
It's tortured.
Just barely grind it.
Yeah, barely. Just like kind of...
choke on that flour, you know, when just, it goes down your tube.
Yeah, put a paper towel over it and go like this with your fist on the counter. Should yeah. work in the 1800s. Yeah. So this was so that obviously it remained wholesome and natural. Wholesome, there's that word again. And it contained no added spices or other quote-unquote stimulants. So we are not flavoring our bread here.
Mm-hmm.
No salt. Maybe a little bit of salt for like the baking purposes, but like no spices, no yummy flavors, no nothing. Plain old fucking bread, okay? So he also pushed a lifestyle that included sleeping on hard beds and avoiding warm baths.
Ah, like don't do that.
My favorite things. I love a soft bed.
Yeah.
And I love too. A warm bath.
He's like, don't enjoy life at all.
Ever.
God will come
for also,
you. But
also, do not worry because we want you to enjoy your life.
God.
So...
This guy's just getting worse and worse. He's like reverse, like anything.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just bad.
So this regimen has been described by some as an early example of preventative medicine. I think that's a reach. I think we're reaching here. Because he's all about like, don't stress yourself out. And like.
Also sleep on a rock.
Yeah. Sleep on a rock and I don't know. Don't have sex with your wife. That's all I got.
Sex is healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. Let me have sex with you. You're welcome. Oh, you need to go to the doctor. It's just a sexy doctor's office. Anyways, so the emphasis on milling your own flour at home and baking at home was part of Graham's vision of America. Okay. And this included women remaining at home and taking care of the family, which I'm like, okay,
the more... He had to find something to fill the rest of the hours of the day. He's like, right. Ah, perfect. They'll make the bread at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This will just... They're not busy at home. It's fine. What? They have kids? They're fine. Just leave them or something. I don't know. But every time I think about this argument that men seem to love to have about misogyny and women need to be in the kitchen, I'm like, okay, you guys are such little pussy-ass bitch boys that you can't take care of your goddamn selves. I have to take care of you, too.
Oh, right?
Oh, my wife has to be at home to cook me dinner. Oh. Learn how to cook a fucking chicken breast. And yeah, I don't know how to use a stove, literally. I don't know how to wipe my ass. I don't know how to wash my ass. And I don't know how to use a stove. Men.
Also, where's the clit?
Yeah. Anyways, so Graham believed that adhering to the diet would prevent people from having impure thoughts and in turn would stop... masturbation.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. So that's what he's into.
We hate jacking off.
I mean, I assumed that from the get-go.
Right.
He didn't like sex.
Right.
Or pleasure.
Yeah. But he really doesn't like masturbation.
He fucking hated Six Flags.
He seriously thought that masturbation would make you blind. And that
people
you would
think that now.
You would die early.
There are people that think that
there now. Are people that think there, that now.
Yes. I went to school with this guy. And I thought he was a nice guy. And then he went cuckoo bananas and just started like, he used to wear shirts that said like no porn or something. And like, was like, oh my gosh.
What a sad life.
Yeah. Well, and I like, fine, you do you, but like,
yeah. Why are you telling everybody?
Hurting anyone?
Yeah. Why are you telling everyone? My whole thing is, why is it my business whether or not you watch porn? You know,
literally the only person it's between you and your fucking hand, whether you watch porn.
Right.
But he was so, and like, the no porn,
FBI agent that spies on your cell phone that you watch it on.
Yeah. Yep.
They're always watching. Oh, he also thought that masturbation would make you die early. So that's fun.
Probably.
But no, you're going to die early because it's the 1800s. The life expectancy is like 12. So,
or in this or guy's dad's 72. Case,
it's either 12 or 75, no in-betweens. So he also believed that masturbation early in life was dangerous to children's health because of the immaturity of their reproductive organs.
Why would they be masturbating as kids?
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
I don't think that you it don't masturbate until your organs can do that.
I'm like, you don't even want adults doing it, so it should be a given that we don't want kids doing it, right? Why are we specifying that? Are you having a problem with that? Have a birds and bees talk with your kid. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Like, what a fucking shit show. So here's what all the things that we're getting rid of with Graham. Graham would like to get rid of these things. Okay. No alcohol, no tobacco, no coffee, no tea, no white bread, spices, and no meat. And we're only allowed to have sex once a month.
Does he specify when? Does he know about, like, the female reproductive cycle?
I don't fucking know. This guy doesn't seem like he knows much about anything, honestly.
Your day happens to be, like, the middle of the period every time.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. So, we are in the bread and potatoes of the story now, baby. Get it? Meat and
potatoes. Yeah, I got it.
Potatoes. So, let's go back to what's going on in the world and why it matters. Why does Calera? She's a sexy little thing, Calera. That would be a great drag name.
Cholera.
Cholera, but it's spelled cholera. Or cholera with a K, it's pronounced cholera.
Cholera.
That's so good. Anyways, that's my new drag name. Or my stripper name, either one. So we all remember cholera. Remember her?
Remember her.
Okay. So at this point, cholera had wiggled its way into Washington, D.C. and New York. And apparently, Sylvester Graham's ideas and standards for healthy eating and living were very popular. Because he was a traveling preacher, so he was preaching all this shit all the time. And this was partially due to the fear that cholera was serving to America at the time. Sorry, cholera. I keep saying cholera wrong. Anyways, cholera is serving fucking fear to America.
Cholera was serving.
Mm-hmm.
Cholera was up there serving.
Cholera was up there in America, on America's stage, serving, working her pussy out. And America was horrified.
It's like, final, stop eating bread.
Right. So he was not popular. Graham was not
Calero was very popular.
Calero was super popular.
Graham
not so was not popular with the butchers.
What's his first name?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. Every time you say Graham, I think Lindsey Graham. And that's oh, God. Although...
Could be related.
A lot of parallels. That's his
conspiracy
grandpa.
Theory.
That's his grandpa.
Yeah, or maybe because Lindsey Graham is literally 400 years old.
It's actually his brother.
Yeah. No, it's his son. Sylvester Graham is Lindsey Graham's son.
Oh.
He outlived his son.
Even though he died when he's two.
Yeah, he came back to life, secret identity.
It's so funny.
He
because
changed
when
his
you...
name, grew a mustache, moved to Mexico, came back as Lindsey Graham.
Exactly.
So Sylvester Graham was not very popular with the butchers and the bakers, right? Because he's on this whole anti-bread, anti-meat campaign, right? And he was also not very popular with medical establishments because medical establishments at the time were like, you're literally going to kill these people because you're telling them to stop eating meat and bread and have sex and all these other things.
That's half the food pyramid.
Right.
What are they supposed
meat,
to eat?
Meat, bread, have sex. That's the food pyramid. So by the time cholera...
Sex workers were pissed.
Yeah. By the time cholera was in New York in 1832, people who had followed his advice, Graham's advice, appeared to be thriving.
Ah.
Okay. And he got so famous for it, bitch. He's like, I have the solutions to cholera. So he published his first book in 1837. Treatise on bread and bread making.
Why does it always have to be a treatise?
It always has to be a treatise. I don't know. Treatise. That's what I say in my head. I have to correct myself. Just like cholera. So his book included a history of bread and described how to make the main character of this story, Graham bread and Graham crackers.
No, 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 no. I don't want to believe it. You know how many Graham time, how many times you said Graham and I was like, I wonder if this is Graham cracker related. No, absolutely fucking not. Graham crackers bring joy. They can't be something that he invented. He doesn't want joy.
Another book that he wrote was called A Lecture to Young Men on Chastity, intended also for the serious consideration of parents and guardians.
Okay, every time you have a graham cracker, make sure it's a s'more, because that means that Lindsey Graham is rolling in his grave.
Sylvester Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
This guy's Lindsey Graham now. So let's talk about Grahamism.
So I missed the whole thing. You said something just two seconds ago that I missed because I was screaming about s'mores.
He wrote a book called A Lecture to Young Men on Chastity, intended also for the serious consideration of parents and guardians.
What the fuck?
That was in the same year, too, as the bread.
Oh my
book.
God. Yeah. Check your Halloween candy.
For
make sure your
graham
boys
crackers.
Aren't watching porn.
Yeah. And make sure there are no TV. Graham crackers in your kids' Halloween candy.
Make sure Lindsey Graham isn't in your...
Yeah, make sure everybody check your kids' Halloween candy for Lindsey Graham. Okay. So let's talk about Grahamism. Okay? Grahamism. It's a movement. People are all about Grahamism. The people that follow Mr. Graham here, they're called Grahamites.
Grandmas.
Grandmas. Grahamites. And it was people that were inspired by his preaching.
Well, clearly, because if they weren't inspired, they're not going to follow it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Colin.
Sorry. Colin. You're welcome.
I feel like a dumbass on the internet again. So they began to develop and market Graham flour, Graham bread, and Graham crackers, bitch. His followers.
So it's just like barely mashed like flour? Is that the deal? Do
so
they add sugar? I'm sure. How do they not outlaw sugar?
All right. The main ingredients in graham crackers' early preparations were graham flour, oil, shortening or lard, and molasses and salt.
What the fuck, man?
And then I literally saw like this blog for this graham flour company that showed you how to make the graham crackers that were first made by Sylvester Graham.
This is so weird.
I know. Anyways.
Why?
So all of these products were specifically for the Grahamites. They were not being sold like retail.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
He's got his own MLM.
Yeah, but he is not.
If you join Amway, we will give you.
Mary Kay. crackers. Graham Mary Kay crackers. So Sylvester Graham did not actually invent or endorse any specific Graham product, nor did he receive any money from their sale.
Ah.
But the Grahamites
piggybacking.
Yeah. Person. It was people that were like, oh shit, this is working. He is right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So easy. Oh shit, this is working. He was right. Let's do it.
We need grainy flour and molasses. Just
crunchy flour.
And lard.
And oil. So the Grahamites are moving and grooving their way up, right? Like,
we got our own little kosher thing.
Yeah, and now we're going to start making houses.
Religion. Oh, God. Graham cracker houses.
No, not Graham cracker houses. Oh, little, just like the little Christmas ones. The gingerbread houses, I mean, Graham crackers.
I would literally imagine that that's something he would do. Like, I can imagine this man saying the only material you can use is like, I don't know, either tissue paper or graham crackers.
Your own spit and sweat and blood. Coagulated bricks of blood.
That sounds like this man.
Sylvester Graham.
Sylvester Graham.
So, Grahamite.
Stallone. Mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm.
So, Grahamite boarding houses were established in the early 1830s. And they applied dietetic and hygienic principles to everyday life, including cold baths, open windows, hard mattresses, and a vegetarian diet with Graham bread and drinking cold water.
You know how fucking easy that is? You just build like a brick box, put some beds in it, don't put any glass in the windows.
Yep.
And put some slabs on the floor.
Yep.
There you go. Hard bed.
There you
open
go.
Open windows, welcome, cold water.
Welcome to Grahamopolis.
We don't need a water heater. We don't need lights. No. We don't need electricity.
No,
we don't need fire.
Did they have any of that back then?
I don't know.
In the 1830s?
Just grow some
they
fucking
cabbage.
They
didn't have sliced bread yet.
That's right.
Anyways, animal flesh was banned from Grahamite homes, but eggs were allowed to be eaten at breakfast and were an important component of Grahamite diets.
Okay, I'm with that.
How fun.
Eggs are my favorite fucking food in the world. Have we not talked about this yet?
No.
Oh my God.
You love eggs.
They are so good. I mean, they're so good.
They are.
No, but they're one of the very few foods that you digest every single part of.
That's so sexy. I love that.
You eat an egg and your body, if it needs the nutrients, will digest every single part of it.
That's so sexy.
Right?
You know who can't do that?
People corn. That are allergic to eggs. Oh, corn. Yeah.
So here's a little plot twist for you. We're going to get a little off topic, but stay on topic a little bit. So in 1837, there were two guys. They were named John Benson and William Alcott. Remember? Good old B.A. Bill Alcott?
Yeah, Bill Alcott.
Yeah.
But different guy now.
No, John same Benson. Guy.
John Benson. Yeah. And, yeah.
John Benson and William Alcott. Okay. And our boy Graham. They created the American Physiological Society in Boston.
Okay.
Okay. And this was all to promote Grahamism.
What the fuck?
After a year, the society reported to have had 251 members, including 93 women. But ooh. it only lasted for 3 years.
Okay.
It was said that the society was, quote, the most visible association promoting natural food principles until the American Vegetarian Society was founded in 1850, unquote.
So they were before their time, but preaching something that was totally off base.
Right. And making it religious somehow? Making food and religion a thing? Yeah. So many of the members of APS, of the American Physiological Society, suffered from chronic disease.
Adult Protective Services.
It's the exact opposite of Adult Protective Services.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, many of the members of the American Physiological Society, not the Adult Protective Services, suffered from chronic disease and became vegetarian. There were also health lectures specifically for women, but those were probably really fucking sexist. So
yeah.
We are going to fast forward quite a bit to the end of Sylvester Graham's life.
Okay?
So Sylvester Graham died of complications due to...
Grahamism!
No, I want you to guess what he died from. I'll give you three guesses.
Okay. Chunky flour.
No.
Not having enough meat.
No.
Not having enough sex.
Almost. That's actually a really good guess. You're really close. He died from an opium enema.
Ah.
That was prescribed to him by his doctor.
Ah.
Because remember, he was chronically ill.
Yep.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Definitely Definitely cut out the alcohol, but we're gonna shove opium up our ass. What would you put up your ass for clout?
Right. So he
today on the podcast, opium.
Opium and graham crackers.
Perfect snack.
Ew. So he died from complications due to an opium enema at the age of 57.
What does that even mean, complications? Like, he overdosed?
He probably OD'd on an opium enema. Literally, I read that and I looked at Annabelle and I said, this dude died from an opium enema.
He literally boofed
and I said,
opium and died. Like, can you imagine?
Okay, the word boof is so fucking funny, first of all. But I knew, I read that to Annabelle and I said, Colin's gonna be so pissed.
It's so funny.
It's so stupid, dude. Oh, like, come on.
Okay,
opium enema? So he died at the age of 57 in Massachusetts.
Machassets.
Get it right. I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry. People were skeptical and a little bit critical about his death. At the end of...
They're like...
Not the way that we are.
That's weird.
Not the way that we are. Because at the end of his life, he strayed from his strict...
Was he openly boofing opium? Did people know this?
It was prescribed to him by his doctor.
Okay, so people did know about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. But you want to know why they were pissed about how he died? Because he had strayed from his strict vegetarian diet and was prescribed meat by his doctor to increase his blood circulation. And it was like a last-ditch effort for him to try to survive because he was so sick.
Okay,
and then the opium enema killed him.
Yeah, no shit, it's going to kill you if you don't have any nutrients.
Mm-hmm. There's no fat on your bones. There's no protein.
Okay, the doctor was sorely mistaken.
The doctor... opium. In the ass.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's a different Give type of meat. BBL. You know what I mean? So apparently he regretted this decision and believed in the theory of the vegetable diets, right? So on his deathbed, he was like, I take it all back. You know?
I give the meat back.
Yeah. Vegetables, yeah. What are you putting on my ass? Wait a second. You know?
And then they started recording VeggieTales.
Yep.
In honor of him.
And it all takes place in his ass. VeggieTales is filmed on location. Yeah. Anyway, so after his death, vegetarians distanced themselves from Grahamism because they were like, he ate fucking meat. How dare he? And food historians cite Graham as one of the earliest food faddists in America.
Ah.
So, like, you know, diet fads?
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones to do that.
Gotcha.
Okay, we're going to talk about one more character and then we'll be done. So, Grahamism is dying, right? Because Graham is dead. One man in particular stayed true to Graham's bland food and abstinence lifestyle, a guy named Dr. John Harvey Kellogg.
No. No, 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 Sierra. Not Kellogg.
So Dr. Kellogg was the superintendent of the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan, and he insisted that all the patients at the Battle Creek Sanitarium abide by a similar diet of Grahamism. And one time, John's brother, Will, so John Harvey Kellogg's brother, Will, accidentally left out a bunch of cooked wheat, and it went stale, right? So the Kellogg boys decide to try and force it through the rollers. And instead of softening, the wheat came out hard. That's what she said. And in flake form. So Dr. Kellogg serves these flakes, this cereal, to the patients. And they all genuinely liked it. They were like, this is good. So there are different accounts on who actually discovered this bland-ass cereal. Some say that it was John Kellogg's wife, Ella. And some say that it came to him in a dream. So I don't
What the fuck? It was either a human or he invented it in his sleep.
I don't fucking know.
Are you serious, Sierra? Of course it was her. That's just erasure.
No,
she did it.
Okay.
I totally believe she did it because there's no way he's just asleep one day and he thinks of fucking
Colin,
frosted
flakes.
Colin,
I don't think that it came to him in a dream.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that either. I agree.
But what the fuck, man?
I know.
They're just like, no, it wasn't his wife.
No, it couldn't have been. She's a woman in the 1800s. His brother Will saw a mass marketing opportunity by adding just a little touch of sugar to these flakes, to the corn flakes. And now we have some cereal brotherhood beef, right? Because John was a Grahamite. John wanted no fun, no sex, no sugar, no bread, no booze, no boobs, you know? And Will goes on to fund the Kellogg's Corporation, now an $18 billion company. While John focused on rehabilitating, quote-unquote, masturbators, and per Wikipedia, resorted to mutilation at some points, which is so icky. So what did we learn this week, Colin? What did we learn? We learned that boring food equals boring sex life. We learned
Graham
that
crackers suck. Frosted Flakes drool. And if you masturbate, we're going to cut off your ding-dong.
Yeah. So fun food equals lots of sex, question mark? You know, if we're having spicy food, we're having lots of sex or something.
Graham crackers aren't that boring.
Graham crackers are pretty bland. They're better now, but they used to be super bland.
I see. They used to taste like water crackers.
So the Graham cracker has a weird history, and Kellogg's was somehow closely related to
absolutely
the invention
not,
of the Graham cracker. And
I refuse.
That is my story on Sylvester Graham and the invention of the Graham cracker. He was so fucking weird and he hated sex.
What'd you think, buddy?
Glasses are off. The face is being rubbed. I have done my job.
Sierra. What do you mean?
This is a government cheese. This is my equivalent of government cheese.
We've been talking about a lot of food recently.
Yeah. This is my equivalent to government cheese.
Yeah. That was a mind fuck. Well,
I really painted a picture there for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
You had no idea where the fuck we was going and what we was doing.
Right.
That's all I care about.
Exactly. What the fuck, man? What do you mean Frosted Flakes are related? Oh my god.
I thought Frosted Flakes was Post cereal brand, not Kellogg's.
What is Kellogg's? Kellogg's
Corn
is
Frosted Flakes.
Flakes. Oh, Corn Flakes, whatever. Same thing in my head. I don't know what the difference
is. But Corn Flakes was like the first like cereal, you know?
Oh, man.
Because they created it on accident. I'm pretty sure Frosted Flakes is a different brand. I'm going to look it up.
It probably is.
Yeah, don't talk shit on fucking Tony the Tiger, you goddamn bitch. Oh, it is Kellogg's. Fuck, Tony the Tiger hates sex. anyways.
And it's all Lindsey Graham's fault.
It's all Lindsey Graham's fault. Do you have any other notes app thoughts?
Oh, I think so.
I have one, and it's really dumb. You know Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq?
Yeah.
Big tall man. So Shaq is a DJ.
Oh, really?
And his DJ name is DJ Diesel.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Shaq just being a DJ is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Just literally one of the most famous still alive big people in the world. And he's just out here DJing.
I want to see it.
Basketballing.
I want to see it.
It showed up on my TikTok and I went, huh?
Is that Shaq?
And then I opened it and it was like, I'm Shaquille O'Neal and I'm a DJ. That's not what it said, but you know what I mean. Oh, also, we were watching Dance Moms the other night, and Annabelle and I hadn't seen each other in like 2 nights. We were extra giggly, and there's this pop star, quote unquote, that's in Dance Moms, and his name is Maddie B. And I got on this rampage
I would like to clear this up. Maddie B is a YouTube pop star.
Yes, YouTube pop star.
Thank you very much.
That's what you're going to clear up?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I looked at Annabelle, eyes half closed, me on a different planet. I looked at her and I went, the B in Maddie B stands for B-ness. And then she said back to me, after I was fucking crying laughing about that, she looked back at me and she said, the B in Maddie B-ness stands for B-ness. And I lost it even more, man. Like, I don't know why that was so funny to me. But the word...
so funny to me.
The word penis with a B is just...
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Peak comedy.
Beak.
You might like this one.
Beak comedy.
Here's a one-liner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a DJ on ham radio.
Oh, yikes, Colin. Oh, boy.
What? Not funny.
Just like Maddie Venus isn't funny.
And then this one's a note from my mom. She wanted to clarify that, and I'm so glad she did because I was struggling, man.
Yeah.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Are you guys dumb? Are you guys actually dumb?
We're like, every time a fairy dies, a fairy dies. I know that much. What is it? Every time an eyelash falls, and like, I swear to God, we say the dumbest shit to each other and we don't fact check each other, and we just assume that Annabelle's gonna fact check us and she doesn't. And so then it's just unsolved forever until someone clarifies. So thanks, Mom.
NASCAR cars are only left turn biased.
Yes.
And
I told my every residents time that.
An angel dies, a bell rings.
Wrong again. Just wrong again, dude. Does it?
Okay, do doorbells count?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I'm gonna kill them all!
Wait, angel losing its wings or getting its wings? What did I
getting
say?
Getting its wings. It's a positive
gets
thing,
its
Colin.
Wings. Okay.
It's supposed to be a good thing. People are dying. Angels are dying.
Every time a bell rings, someone dies.
It's like a god thing or something.
Yeah, it's that goddamn book. It's that goddamn book again, man. I'm not reading it. I'm not doing it. I refuse to understand. And that's perfectly fine, all right? Well, oh my god. Okay, well, shit.
Well,
thank
shit.
You all for listening. I hope you had fun learning about graham crackers.
It was something.
It sure was. And I truly enjoyed researching that as well.
That was pretty good.
What a dumb little thing to learn about, you know?
What a dumb little thing. Aren't you so glad you learned about it today? Fun fact of the week.
Yeah, but
Lindsey
thank you.
Graham is the reason that we cut off penises.
Keep fucking spreading misinformation about all of these political figures and all of these Stallone. People. Andre 3000 the Giant.
Well, it's officially faster pet time.
Yep. Thank you for listening. And if you liked it, please go give us 5 stars. It's not for our egos. It's just so that more people can listen to us and find us and get worms in their brain as well.
Yeah.
And
send it to a friend.
Send it
it's
to
like
a
cholera.
Friend. Kiss a friend, get cholera, and then call cholera for gigs and parties. Exactly. She's a drag queen. It's me. But I don't know. Join us next week when we talk about
bye.
Bye.